This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. And yes, they're owned by Amazon. Big deal days coming. We'll talk about that in the show. But that has affected Audible. So you can check out the effects. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes. Do it. You get 25% off your purchase if you put in the promo code QUEST. Lots of great stuff up there. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. Gonna be more stuff up there this Saturday. Guaranteed. By stackup.org as well. In today's news, like I said, we got sales, man. Whole bunch of sales today because it's Amazon Prime Day, the big deal days. But not just from Amazon. Walmart got their hooks in there too. We got some Aeternum devs talking. Not just that, but throwing in Liberty as well. And some other games through some updates. But we begin today with my Nintendo news. Because the Saudi Arabia's public investment fund has decreased their stake in Nintendo. So it went from 8.58% to 7.54% from the Nintendo stock. But the stock did rise because of it. And that came through CNBC. And that was based on the Japanese regulatory filing. Because Prince Fissel was considering rising the stakes in Nintendo when they were interviewed at the Tokyo Game Show. But that did not happen. As to why, the article does not say. But that did not affect Red Dead Redemption, because Engadget.com did say that Red Dead Redemption is now going to PC. And that took about 14 years to get there, because that game did debut on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. And that did go with some of the rumors that Red Dead Redemption would go to PC. And that would also go to the Rockstar Store, Steam, and Epic Game Store on October 29th. And that would go with the Undead Nightmares standalone expansion included. And Double 11 developers did help out Rockstar with the port. So there will be some improvements that you will see, because it'll have the game will be running at about 144 hertz with no unlocked frame rates, and it'll be in a 4K resolution. That's if you have that hardware. So if you can do 4K, then that's what you should do. Now we go to a game that is leaving. PushSquare.com said that the Little Big Planet 3 will be taken off the PlayStation Store at the end of the month. So, at Little Big Planet did get up on Twitter and said, quote, "An important update on Little Big Planet 3 and Little Big Planet DLC on the PlayStation Store. Last chance to purchase Little Big Planet 3 and Little Big Planet DLC from the PlayStation Store. After 10 years of playing, creating and sharing content of Little Big Planet 3, the game of our entire range of Little Big Planet DLC will be removed from the PlayStation Store on October 31st, 2024. Not 11th, the 31st. Further quote, "Anyone that currently owns or purchases Little Big Planet 3 or any Little Big Planet DLC before it's delisted for sale will still be able to access the purchased games and content after its removal. This is a friendly heads up that if anyone in the community or any newcomers still wish to own a digital copy of Little Big Planet 3 or any Little Big Planet DLC currently available for the purchase, this is your last chance to do so. Thank you for your continued support and understanding." Now, IGN also said that for PlayStation, the God of War Ragnarok is now enhanced for the PlayStation 5 Pro. So if you're gonna have that game, it is now enhanced for PlayStation 5 Pro. Another game that was enhanced was Diablo 4, and Eurogamer.net said that the Vessels of Hatred DLC is up on Steam and had a rocky launch, but the players didn't care because a lot of players showed up on Steam. And that was over 45,000 players on Steam that was playing the game at the time of the writing today. Now, they did have some technical issues, but Blizzard did see some negative reviews of the expansion because of it. And there were about 269 reviews for the Vessel of Hatred on Steam. 69 of those were positive, but the rest of those were not. Now, there are still some reports about some of the issues. That's why Blizzard's Adam Fletcher did some talking on the blog posts. So he said, quote, "We have identified the issue and have a fix in flight for testing. The plan is for this to be in our next hot fix." For the quote, "The workaround for now is to log out and back in, or by swapping to a non-Spirit Boom character and then back again. Apologies for this, but we are hoping to have a fix out for this soon." So, there's a fix out there. But Eurogamer also said that Assassin's Creed Valhalla will now get some Steam achievements. And that was basically 2 years after it arrived on Steam. Because the game did show up in December 2022, but it did not have any achievements with it. So if you're looking for achievements on Steam for Assassin's Creed Valhalla, it's now there. Now we go to IGN.com because Until Dawn is having a rough launch through PlayStation 5 and PC because of their technical issues, but also low numbers. Now, the game originally came out in 2015, but this year it came out with some upgraded graphics, some improvements, and some story changes. And it launched on October 4th with a full price tag of $60. And there was no cheaper upgrade for those who owned the original. But that was not appealing to the PC players because they had about 2,607 players at the peak on Steam. Now, Ghost of Tsushima, in comparison, had just over 77,000 concurrent players. God of War had 73,000 concurrent players, and Spider-Man had 66,000 concurrent players. But the players that did play it did have some issues with it as well, such as the PlayStation Network account, poor optimization, music changes from the original, bugs, and poor control at times. But Ballistic Moon, the developer, did acknowledge that there are some problems with the game and they are working on the fixes. So, who knows? Now we go to Throne and Liberty. Yeah, that's right, we're hitting Amazon. Why not? It's their day. PC Games N said that Throne and Liberty launched with about 3 million players. And it goes with Amazon and NCSoft's new free-to-play MMORPG. And a lot of people decided to log in to see what's up. But that wasn't the only thing, because the game hit 24 million hours of accumulated game time. Now, the game was already released in Korea and Asia last year, but it just made its Western launch and its availability today. Now, they did have a $40 early access period where it had 50,000 concurrent players, but now it sits over 336,000 players. So, we'll see what happens with that one. Looks pretty good, though. They also talked to New Worlds Eternum, a PC Games N did, and they're saying that the server queues will have no problems from here on out. Now, New World did launch back in 2021, along with a lot of server queues, disconnects, and a lot of people laughed and cried when you finally hit the shores of Eternum, and then you were back to the main menu. But they were talking to the New World Eternum senior producer, Katie Kesnicki. Oh, I'm sorry, Kesniski. I butchered it, I'm sorry. And she said, quote, "We had two pretty major releases, Brimstone Sands and Rise of an Angry Earth, since launch, where we've gotten to test out some of our new tech. We're making sure worlds are always available and that queue times aren't incredibly long. We have technology that we tested out in the Brimstone Sands update that helps us with managing servers and making sure queue times are low by unhiding worlds," end quote. We'll keep an eye on it. Now we go to Esports Insider because it's the Esports Corner, because the NIP group did announce Randy Hirsch Harris of an independent director to its board of directors. Now, Harris is the founder of 3B, which is a sports management company that does specialize on hockey players management in Canada. He also has a portfolio with AI, some technology and real estate, and the group's independent director is also a member of the Hearst family. So what will be expected of him? Mario Ho, chairman of the CEO of NIP Group, did say, quote, "Randy's extensive experience and the passion for the digital sector makes him an exceptional addition to NIB. His unique blend of expertise across sports management, technology, and digital entertainment aligns perfectly with our strategic vision. We continue to expand our global footprint. Randy's insight will be invaluable in driving growth and shaping our future direction." Good luck to him.
Okay, now we got some sales.
DualShocker starts us off because they said that Secret Lab did launch a new League of Legends Jinx Edition Pro Desk. And this lights up. It looks really good. Purple and blue with the seat and the artwork. Now, there is no price to this right now. At least I don't see one on the site, but you can go Google it and check it out. Walmart said that, oh, there's a Prime Day, huh? Well, Engadget.com said that there's some deals on the GoPro monitors, gaming laptops, and more, such as the Ultra Gear 27-inch monitor, which is $129, Lenovo IdeaPad 15-inch laptop at $480, and the GoPro Hero 12 waterproof action camera, if you want to go outside, at $375. So you can go check that out at your local Walmart. Oh, this should have been at the top of the show too. My bad. Jason Schreier through Eurogamer.net to talk about misconduct, swinger parties, and what the press got wrong. Now that'll be in his book because he did an interview with Eurogamer and that is out today. Not only is it up on Amazon, but if you have Audible, like I said in the beginning of the show, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, you can get the book for free, which is called Play Nights. So you better believe that I will be listening to that because I already have it sometime. Now let's get back to the sales. There's a memory card that's on sale right now. It's a Samsung 990 Pro 4TB, and right now it's $280 at Amazon. So go check that out. Excellent. Let's stop. 4TB of memory. Who doesn't need that? Oh, if you like to take apart stuff too. Polygon said that there's a USB-C rechargeable screwdriver from Hoto, and it is electric and can take apart some stuff. It's $40 at Amazon, which is 34% off. So you can go check that out. And that will be built because if you gotta take apart your PC, you can put in a new video card, because Rock Paper Shotgun did say that the Asus Dual GeForce RTX 4060 Ti Evo OC Edition is indeed for sale, and right now it's at $371. There'll be some overseas charges in effect though, but that is indeed on sale. But don't worry, because there are some other things on sale as well. GamesRadar.com did say that if you like some Nintendo, there's a Lego Super Mario Prime Day deal as well. Is the Mario 64 ? Block, which you can get for under $200. Walmart's got it at $290. TheVerge.com said that we got some gadgets for you too, such as a Majora's Mask, Mask Neon Sign, $32. Elgato Steam Deck, 13% off, $52. Kalila's Deep Sea Silent Pro at $48. Different stuff for different things. Now, if you like some scary games, Aliens Isolation 2 might go for some PlayStation 6 because the date has not been revealed yet. I know it's a little bit out of place, but still worth mentioning. It's rumor because it's PlayStation, but that could be a part of the PlayStation 6 cache. We'll see, because according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, PlayStation 5 is getting a price drop just in time for the holidays, which means the disc drive will be worth $450, and the digital version will be worth $400. And I could also bundle with NBA 2K25, which that's currently at $450. And you can check out some of the games that are on sale there on the PlayStation Network as well. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Dragon Dogma 2, Persona 3, Bloodborne, Crash Bandicoot, lots of stuff right there. Lots of stuff. We got lots of stuff. We do. Lots of stuff. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.